Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Generation Next podcast. For more of Joy 94.9's podcasts, jump onto joy.org.au and head to the programs tab and download the latest podcast.
Generation Next. Love it.
It's 14 minutes past 7. You are on Generation Next on Joy 94.9. And Dylan and Vic, that's me. And here's Vic.
That's me.
Yeah, excellent. Over there. We're joined in studio with Ingrid, Alex and Morgan from the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Youth Choir. Choir chorus, is it?
It's a youth choir.
Either, I think. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
You probably know the name of my choir, yeah. Okay, I know it's the Melbourne Gay Lesbian Chorus. That's the bigger chorus
that we're
technically a part of. We have a choice of whether we want to sing with it or not. So,
yeah. So have you ever, wanted to attempt mortality and not sing? Just kind of like sabotage? Sabotage. Have you ever wanted to do that? If you don't know, if there's some dissonance in the ranks, the youth partition gets up and go, no.
I'm going on strike.
Jesus. Them's fighting words. No. There is occasionally some friction between the two choruses, not of the fun kind, which...
we promise not to dish the dirt too much.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
We better keep it under wraps merely, so people actually come and watch us.
Merely because there is such an age gap that, our ages range from 18, I think, is the youngest at the moment in youth chorus, to 70 in the main chorus.
Oh, wow.
And there's going to be some differences of opinion.
Generational differences.
From 1994, when we go all the way back now to the 40s and 50s. Yum. I'm looking at you, mate. Yeah, that's right.
That's me, 994.
But we try hard, and we had a World AIDS Day gig at the Positive Living Centre yesterday. It was a joint gig between the youth chorus and the main, and it was really nice because we sat around and talked to the pub later. So,
how was the vibe at our World AIDS Day yesterday?
Somber. It was definitely a moving experience. I'd never performed at a World AIDS Day before, but as for my first, I was definitely. Definitely changed my perspective on a few things in a good way. And, the people were definitely very responsive to what we had to say through song, which was a good thing to
It seems like such a small thing, but they really appreciate it, I guess.
And because a lot of the audience members as well, they were actually people living with HIV/AIDS and a lot of family members, so it was quite touching to kind of be exposed to that.
Yeah.
Right. That's awesome. It's good when you kind of get that give back from the community and you know that what you're doing is moving. Exactly. So you are playing, this has been billed, the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Youth Chorus, as the Christmas at Queen's, a festive extravaganza for the whole family.
It'll be very festive and very extravagant if I have anything to do with anything.
Yeah. Ingrid has this down pat.
I want to know we actually had this discussion earlier. What is the difference between a choir and a chorus? I want to know the technical difference. I know there is a difference.
Oh, why are you asking me these questions?
I think it comes down to what kind of music that you sing. I think a choir is more of a general music that you do, whereas a chorus is more traditional, singing church songs.
No, but we don't sing church songs.
I know, but I think it's more of a formality. So
I think it sounds more impressive. I don't know. Ask me a different question.
ask Google the question.
Yeah, let's ask Google.
It's just, I don't know, formality sounds a bit better.
Okay, all right, that's cool. I just wanted to, because we're looking at each other why are we asking this?
These are the important questions in life.
But also, I wanted to know how you guys started singing and what made you join.
I started singing in high school. I had a really good music program at my high school. It was, it's just a really lovely thing to make music with people. So that was something I wanted to keep doing. Also, I didn't really know how to meet other gay people, so pretty
it
shy.
It is hard. It is hard. Because you said you're shy. I can't talk to guys in a flirting capacity at all. I mean, I feel you. I get scared. I get flustered and then some vowel sounds come out. Like I was at a club a couple of weeks ago with one of the other producers from Joy, and I ran away from this guy. Oh, I started talking to him and I was like, can I feel your bicep? And I felt his bicep and I was like, oh, and then just ran.
Smooth like gravel.
Smooth operator.
That's Dylan.
Alex, how did you get involved?
Yeah.
Well, I moved to Melbourne when I was 20 years old, so I was quite fresh out of the box when
Where
I came
were you from
to,
originally?
Actually, originally from the Barossa Valley in South Australia.
Ooh.
So a small country town.
Wine territory.
I only came out when I was out of high school, and then I decided to move to Melbourne and didn't know any other gay people. So choir was a good medium for that.
Yeah.
And I knew the choir director, Ben, as well. He was a family friend, so yeah, it was really good.
So your connections paid off.
Yeah.
So do you find Melbourne a bit more, I mean, I know we were discussing this earlier, but in terms of just being able to be who you are, not worry about, I mean, it's always going to be in the back of your mind, but knowing that you can literally walk around as Alex and not have an issue, is that like a nice, explain that feeling?
It's a really, really nice feeling. Like, I think I've changed a lot over the last 2 years since being here, and especially through being involved in the chorus as well, just in terms of being comfortable with myself and my sexuality, but just me as a whole person. So
yeah, we try hard in the chorus to make a very welcoming sort of environment. The youth chorus at the moment is quite close-knit, and everyone seems to really value that. It's really sweet.
Here's a question then. What if you can't sing?
Just move your mouth.
Yeah, no, we have people who have never really had any musical training before, you know, and they just come in and they do it, you know, just to be a part of a group and be a part of, you know, something a bit bigger, something a bit more special.
And give something back.
Yeah, give something back, you know. But everyone's, you know, everyone's welcome. And that's like, I think that's the good thing about it. Like, we don't judge people based on their singing. It's not like, you know, the Australian, you know,
girls' choir.
Girls' choir or the Australian boys' choir where you actually have to have a voice. You know, it's,
But you do have a voice. You came on here a couple of weeks ago.
Can I just say, it's like a hidden voice, I reckon. You wouldn't pick that, no offense, you wouldn't pick that you could sing.
Thanks.
When you're talking.
No,
Morgan
actually came on here a couple of weeks ago and he sung Freddie Mercury. He sung a Queen.
He's badass.
And it was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. In fact, I got chills. Can the three of you, is there any way that we can get a bit of a teaser, a bit of a taste of what's to come for the Christmas extravaganza?
I guess we could. Do you guys?
Do we know River? No.
I would
see, they have no excuse to get nervous. There's no audience.
There is an audience.
I would just say, like,
put the
Santa
microphone
Claus
away.
Oh, seriously?
It's just because it's easy. You know the words.
Are we even singing that for the show?
Yeah. As part of, like, there's a sing along section in the concert. So if you know the words, you can sing along when you come.
I'm just going to get my dollar coin ready to throw at you guys.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah, it's by donation, or there's some VIP tables which you can pick up from our website, mglc.org.au. It's champagne and chocolate, so that's pretty cool.
Do you guys at all, are you thinking about even like making a little bit of a mixtape, like CD producers?
We have a CD that's just coming out. We can buy it at the concert. It's called Hallelujah. It's the chorus. It's Christmas.
Very fitting.
Yeah, it's Christmas songs. Not all like traditional. There's going to be River by Joni Mitchell. We're going to be seeing that at the concert, and it'll be in that's a youth chorus song. It's my one of my
favorites. You know what, because I grew up in a predominantly Greek household, so Aussie, not just Aussie, but traditional Christmas carols, I would have no idea what they sound like. Obviously, aside from Aussie, here on TV. Yeah. So please feel free to serenade me and enlighten my life.
Let's look. What is this?
Take us away, Morgan.
Our listeners are really. I need to let our listeners
just waiting.
Know.
Also, who's the falsetto, soprano, and the alto?
I'm an alto. I have a very low voice. Yeah.
And then there's tenor, which is the high male, and then there's bass, which is low male, and then soprano.
You're all the above, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're a badass. So. He's a complete package.
Morgan is dope.
Oh, we're also seeing Let It Be, and it's beautiful.
Oh, Let It Be. Look, I am a massive Lennon and Beatles fan.
I love the song. I love it so much.
The three of you are all across on this one?
Oh, I can just sing the first phrase of it if you want.
Yeah, let's hear it.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Wow, that was amazing.
I got goosebumps.
So, are there any other teasers we can have?
Oh, okay.
I can do, I don't know.
What do you want?
I'm just going to do Santa Claus.
Do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
He's making a list and checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Lovely. Well, this has been one of life's true pleasures.
Oh, I can see why now, like, people actually will be like, I'm guessing that when you guys sing, everyone's smiling at you.
Yeah.
I mean, even yesterday, you know, it was a very, you know, not sad mood, but very reflective mood. But when we were singing, there were still people smiling. And I think, you know, that's one of the really amazing parts of being, you know, in a chorus and singing is the fact that, you know, you make people happy by listening to music, because music is such a big part of most people's lives. Mm. You know, so hearing people sing and, you know, seeing us enjoying it, they enjoy it themselves. Because if you don't enjoy it, I mean, you see really bad live performers who don't enjoy what they're doing.
Now, Morgan, be nice.
And then, but I think for us, because we really enjoy it, you know, it really shows.
We're big, big music nerds and we love it.
No, that's good. What's that quote where they say, like, what is it, music is a universal language or something?
Yeah. I really, music, I believe that.
I was going to say, like, even that 10-second snippet there, and I was like, yeah, that's mad.
Yeah. So,
well, it makes it better when you can sing, so that also helps.
It definitely does. But, I mean, you know, I've seen people, you know, throughout school and even post high school where they're not that amazing of a, you know, a vocalist. They don't have a great voice, but they really get into it and they really enjoy it.
Also,
I mean, that's what karaoke's about.
Talking about going past the language barrier, we actually did a performance at the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence for some people who had experienced homelessness or drug abuse in their lives, and most of them spoke Mandarin, so we sang at them in English and they had a translator, and it was very cute. They really liked it, but it's also like, you don't know what I'm saying.
But they still appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, the gesture is there, and you know that's the important part.
Look, we're nearly out of time for tonight, but let's give a wrap up. Where can people come along to see the Holiday Extravaganza?
So it's at Eakins Hall at Queen's College, so University of Melbourne. It's on this Saturday, the 7th of December, 8 p.m. And bring your own snacks, buy the drinks there. We've got guest performer Pastel Vespa, and the MC will be the youth chorus patron Luke Gallagher. They're both great. They're big in the Melbourne scene and cabaret and stuff. There'll be an auction for people to conduct the chorus for one song, which will be hilarious.
That's awesome. So there's going to be a lot of like flailing hands.
Yes, definitely. Yes, there will. Definitely. Yes. And it'll be a very good time. It's one of the more open MGLC events, because, you know, you gold coin donation, any kind of donation you want. It's just come and be a part of it, guys.
And enjoy the experience.
Yeah.
Awesome. And we're going to have details up tomorrow when the podcast comes up for the youth chorus. The three lovely guests we've had in tonight, thank you so much for spending some time on Gen Next.
Thanks, guys, for answering my music questions.
We've got more of Gen Next and our questions, what makes Gen Y queers different to the former? Right after this.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to the Twinkiest Show on Joy, Generation Next.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.